Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Cardi.
All right.
What up, Lushy?
Cardi again, Lushy Lush on the radio.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Welcome to Lush Radio Online. This ain't no local show, Joe, we worldwide. Say hello to the truth and goodbye to them fluke ass stations you think cool. 347-862-7722. And all you any artists, come on through if you got what it takes. Every Friday from 7 to 8, tune in and don't be late. We play the hits off the break. Record it with your galaxies and iPad like we deal with the tapes. We leave lanes with scars, Lush tangle with the stars. I'm so out of this world like I spit a flame on Mars. My mind is clear, my vision is clear. I can drive with my eyes closed and perfectly stare. I'm on the radio with Lush and I'm getting paper. When you see me, it's all love, but I'm hearing you a hater. You can't hurt me, you're slurping. You play RoboCop and end up like Murphy. It's Lushy, Lushy, Lush on the radio. Stay tuned for a crazy show, sure. You just officially got stamped. What they say, you already know. Cardi, yeah. Lushy, Lush, Lushy, Lush on the radio. Gone.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and it's all the way live. Something got stuck in my throat, but nothing like that, though. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. We all the way live, man, and we broadcasting live from a remote location. You know what I'm saying? We're not live in the studio, but you can call in at 347-826-7722. Tonight, we got an awesome show. We got Anthony Baker live in the building. He's a personal trainer who's going to tell you about how to get fit and these shakes he got going on. Along with that, we also have your man, Damon Weathers from Exit 21 Magazine, an awesome magazine that's featuring a lot of celebrities, a lot of up-and-coming artists, and many more. He's coming straight out of New York City, and we're going to be talking to him live on the show. Along with that, we also got your girl, Shereya J, Missy Elliott's new hot artist. I mean, she got pizzazz. She's awesome. She's doing her, and she's going to be live on the show with us, talking to us about everything that's new, what's upcoming with her. On top of that, we got a lot of things. Oh, big shout-out to my man, MJ, Michael Jackson. It's his birthday today. Rest in peace, MJ. Also, our prayers go out to Joan Rivers. She actually is in an induced coma due to the fact of a throat surgery. Also, congratulations to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They got married over the past weekend, so big shout-out to them. I mean, it was long overdue. I mean, you having all these kids adopting the Rainbow Coalition, you know. Also, on top of that, Whitney Houston's daughter and actually got into a car accident, so our prayers go out to her. Anything else new that came that's in the news also? Also, with the Ferguson... the Ferguson information, they actually got the audio tape, they said, of the shooting while it was in process. So they're trying to get all that stuff together. Also, Korea is kind of throwing fun at the whole Ferguson situation. Hey, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why does Korea even have a voice on this whole situation in the first place. And also... Don't Shoot. They have a Don't Shoot collab going on with a lot of rappers on there. They got Problem, King Pharaoh, TGT, Swiss Beats, Yo Gotti, Currency, The Game, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Diddy, Fabulous, Wale, and DJ Khaled. But then I think, what's his name, did one, J. Cole. J. Cole did a song, but I'm like, he didn't have like the whole Wu-Tang Clan on his. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's going on? I mean, no disrespect to Wu-Tang. We love you, but I mean, they had like 1,000 people. I'm just thinking that that might be just a come up. Everybody's trying to capitalize off of this guy's death. So, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. Also, BET, that whole situation went down. The producer got suspended. You don't mess with the god and the goddess, the beehive, they will shut you down. So apparently he's gone. Karrueche, you know, got attacked by the beehive. And, you know, they made a joke about Blue Ivy, but, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, we're going to have the man with the plan live in the building, your man Damian Weathers, the CEO of Exit 21 Magazine. This magazine is hitting the spots all over the place worldwide. It's bigger than ever. I mean, from celebrities to upcoming artists and many more. I mean, it's taking the world by storm. And, I mean, it's all him putting in this work and this effort, man. I definitely admire this dude. And let's check if he's live on the line with us real quick. What up, what up, what up? What it do, baby?
Yo, what's good?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gasoline, the woo-hoo. What up, baby?
Chilling, man. It's your boy, Dame, Exit 21 Magazine. I'm here.
That's what it is, man. We're definitely excited to have you live on the show with us, man. You're definitely putting in a lot of work out here in the streets, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to keep it going. It's not an easy task. It's a lot of work. A lot of people don't know, you know, the back end, that, you know, all the work that goes into putting together a good quality publication. I mean, there are some publications that are out there, not knocking anybody, but I try to stay more with the quality of the work. You know?
Exactly.
No, because good work is what's going to keep the people interested in your product.
Exactly. Exactly. And before we get into it, do you got any shout-outs or anything,
Fan? I just want to shout out my team, you know, Exit 21 team. I got a couple of people that came on. Shout-out to my man, Chad Law, from Old Westbury College, Long Island. Shout-out to Chantel Peterson from Pittsburgh. Shout out to Lex Dime from Philly, artist. You know, she up and coming. She doing her thing. Shout out to my photographer, Siobhan McIntyre. You know, she does a lot of the photography for the covers and stuff like that. You know, my other photographer, Corey Murray. Shout out to, you know, my boy Mario. You know, he doing his thing. I do it for TV. You know, so shout out to him. He out there in Brooklyn. He got the studio over there jumping. And, you know, shout out to my boy that I grew up with, you know, Ricky Allen, you know, one of the founders of Exit 21 with me. You know, he moved on to do, you know, some other projects with different magazines. So he basically just let me head up this whole thing over here by myself now. And that's about it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And we got to go ahead and give you a round of applause, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. You know, you could be anywhere else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to support those that support you, you know. You can't never take you to Hollywood for your supporters, you know.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, you know, starting this business, what inspired you to get into the print, the whole magazine, you know, industry?
Well, I'm going to take it back right quick.
Okay.
Like I said, it was my one of my partners that used to be down with the company. His name is Rick Allen. He came to me with the idea, you know, to do a magazine. He just had a lot of content that he was building up from situations that he was attending. And, you know, he came to me because he know I'm a go-getter as far as the streets and the industry is concerned. So he figured that, you know, I need somebody that can go out and really get that heat. So he put me in position to do that. And that's how it got started, you know, before he moved on to go do the Dream Team magazine with my peoples over at the church. You know, he brought me in to go out and, like, really connect with the artists, connect with the DJs, the producers, and the executives, you know, basically the industry period as a whole. You know, he sent me out to do that because I'm more of a people's person, and I'm able to, you know, talk to people about what product is good and why they should be even in the magazine. So that's how it all got started.
Exactly. Now, what the Exit 21, okay, what made you decide to use that name for the magazine?
Well, we was trying to come up with a name. And, you know, we it's hard sometimes when you're trying to come up with a name or something. But, you know, we decided since we was from Exit 21, which is, that's Exit 21, the exit off the Southern State Parkway, Long Island, which is Roosevelt, Long Island. We decided to name it Exit 21 Magazine because that's where we was from.
Okay, makes sense. You know.
Yeah, and so we
definitely
just ran with that.
Okay. Now, being a CEO and being, you know, having your own business, what are some of the trials and tribulations you deal with? Just, you know, building your business, investing, and everything like that.
Well, keeping it 100, we all know one of the things we deal with is revenue, you know, finances. That's the number one thing because without money, you know, nothing's really going to get done. But other than that, you know, it's the industry sometimes, you know, the people in it. Sometimes it's hard dealing with some of the people that call up and inquire about the magazine because a lot of people, you know, they want to get in the magazine for free. They think that this is like a free situation, like, oh, just put me in there, and it's not that easy. You know, I tell people, you know, we not as big as XXL or maybe The Source, but we do have a strong following. We do have a strong name behind us right now. We do have a few celebrities that we even had into the magazine, such as Rick Ross, Waka Flocka. We got Baby from Cash Money advertisement in there. I even had reality stars in there, Tammy Roman from Basketball Wives. Yeah, we have celebrities in there that's taking notice. Mob Wives, Kara from Mob Wives, we had her in there. Carly Red, I got her interview, getting ready to publish her. Iman Shumpert from the New York Knicks. You know, so we've had celebrities in the magazine as well, but a lot of the people, they figure since we're not as big as XXL, that, you know, they should get in there for free. And that's one of the hardest things to deal with. We do have some supporters that understand business, and they have supported us. We've had unsigned artists on the cover of the magazine as well, as well as unsigned artists, female and male, inside the magazine that have supported. But there's a lot of people that they just don't understand because they're not aware of how the whole magazine game goes. But XXL and them, you know, they have advertisement that pays for a lot of what goes on with their magazines. We don't really have the strong advertisement like that, so, you know, we have to kind of charge a fee for the artists to get in there and to be featured in there.
Exactly, and, like, you know, people not to understand paper costs, you know what I'm saying, print, design, that's labor, pictures, all that. Like, it's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of work, and I don't want to spit my – not to cut you off. I don't want to, you know, tell too much. But just, you know, the listeners that are listening, you know, if you don't understand how these magazines go, I'm just going to just say this, and you could just think about it from there. 1,000 magazines at $1 a mag, at $1 a print, you're looking at $7,000. To print out 5,000 magazines at $1.50 a print or $1.75 a print, you're looking at $10,000. So you think about it from there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If somebody has to pay for that. If they won't invest in themselves, who's going to invest to get the magazine out? The company has to pay for it, and that's not how magazine companies run. If you do your research, you'll see that Source, XXL, Vibe, Rolling Stones, you look through those magazines, they have hella advertisement in there. So they can afford to put people in there for free because they have these big corporations, Nike, Adidas, Fendi, Gucci, Pelle Pell. They got all these record labels and stuff supporting their magazine by putting their advertisement in it because they're so popular and they've been out for so long. But when you get a new independent hip-hop publication such as mine or anyone else that doesn't have that kind of advertisement, you know, we give bigger looks to the artists, but we don't have the advertisement to pay for it, which means we have to charge unsigned artists and stuff like that to get in. And we try to keep it reasonable because we know, you know, people are trying to invest in studio time and stuff like that and to do shows. So we try to keep it reasonable so it's not really hurting anybody too much to want to invest in their promotion.
And you know what, real talk, though, you know, I think your prices are reasonable, and people have to understand this is business at the end of the day. In order for anything to work, you got to pay a cost to be the boss, you know. And the one thing I do like about your magazine is that you're versatile and you're equal opportunity. You understand? Like, sometimes, you know, sometimes not everybody gets the grace to cover of a magazine. So you're giving people opportunity to do that. On top of that, you're also, you know, you're also inviting anybody that has a business or whatever that's, you know, that's substantial to come and advertise in your, because, you know, other magazines kind of like are selective. They won't let you, you know, advertise in there. Sometimes they act funny style, you know.
Exactly.
And you guys,
exactly.
You know, and you guys are straight to the point, you know what I mean? And I don't see why nobody would sit here and go ahead and invest, because the Jews do it all the time. We need to start investing in a lot of our African Americans and their businesses in general, small businesses.
Exactly.
And you guys eventually will get there, because I see a lot of people talking, and I actually found out about your magazine through Mazio, because I seen them pushing it real hard. And I was like, yo, let me go check them out and interview them on the show and show them some media love, because, you know, I see the grind.
Exactly. Yes. And I appreciate the support from all of our followers and fans that believe in the platform that we built and still, you know, building up, because this magazine is for them. This magazine is for the person that has a video on YouTube, and he may have 100K followers, but he can't get a write-up in Source Magazine or XXL. Why? Because he's not signed to Rick Ross. He's not signed to French Montana. And even when you sign to those big artists, they have to put the word in. It's not like these people come looking for you. You know, somebody has
mm-hmm.
to vouch for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff that's been happening now with the magazine is that, you know, people are vouching for Exit 21. You know, like tonight, I got a call to go mess with Fat Joe, his birthday party. I got another call for Sunday to go mess with Slow and DJ Envy at their celebrity birthday party. So the name is spreading. And, you know, people are starting to inquire, like, yo, get those guys out. We like what they're doing. We like what they put out. So I'm just trying to, you know, let the people know, the underdogs, that we hear from you. I got an interview next week on Old Westbury College radio station. I'm trying to get a couple of those unsigned guys on at the colleges involved, because, you know, once the magazine reaches a certain point and bigger investors come in, you know, and they start investing and in putting bigger advertisement behind it. Now, you know, I don't really have no control of saying, well, this guy here that only got 100K follower, I want to give him. I could do that. I could force their hand. But when you got big people behind you investing money into you, and they want to make sure it's going to continue to work, because businesses
exactly
don't have to bring in revenue. You know, businesses are not here to just do things for nothing, you know. Otherwise, the business won't work.
Exactly. And you know what? Y'all better jump on it while it's hot right now, because once they're big investors, you know, who knows if you're going to be able to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. That's
so,
what I'm trying to say. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, anything can happen. XXL could call me at any time, or Source could say, look, we've been hearing a lot. We want to partner with you. Once, and if I should close a deal like that, you know, then now what? Because XXL, when they get involved, now we talking Nike, Adidas, this, that, all these other big corporations that they already have in pocket. So now,
exactly.
You know, I'm not in a position to say, well, I want to give this unsigned artist, you know, a look for the cover for this amount of money. They'll say, no, who is that guy? You know, they're going to do their research. Who is he signed to? Nah, he can't get the cover of this, and if he do want the cover, we want $15,000. You know what I'm saying? So people got to get on it now when it's reasonable, and, you know, this is for us. You know, we
exactly.
started this for us, you know, because we need to, people need to be heard. I don't feel that you have to sell a million records just to be heard.
Exactly. That's real talk.
Right.
That's real talk. You never lied about that one, you know, but a lot of people don't understand that whole situation. Like, because, you know, some people really don't have businesses, or they think they understand business, but they really don't, you know, until they actually, they in your shoes and understand what you're talking. I know, because I invest everything in my stuff. Nobody helped me do none of this. I had to do this all by my own, spending, you know, $5,000 on cameras, lenses, and all that. I just put a post. I was like, yo, this stuff don't pay for itself.
No,
you know what I mean?
It doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I'm not a photographer. Like I said, I have professionals that shoot for the company. However, there was equipment that needed to be bought so that the photography can carry out missions to get the job done. And, you know, lighting system, $3,000.
Yeah.
You know, print, studio time, you know, renting the studio to do a photo shoot. It could become overwhelming. You know, some people quit. Some people be like, oh, I don't know, I don't have it, I just quit. You know, some people rather spend their money on a Gucci belt or whatever just to look good, to look like they're something, rather than really sacrifice and really invest in their company. And I've invested a lot into this company, financially, mentally, and emotionally. You know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, not just with me, but just everybody that contributed towards this situation is a lot of work. So, you know, I tell everybody now, you know, make your move now because it won't be long. It won't be long before it's out of my hand.
Exactly, exactly. And I got a caller live on the line. Caller from the 240, you're live on the line with Lush Radio on 240-353. You got a question?
For upcoming, hi.
Hi, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
This is, what advice would you give to an upcoming writer?
To a writer, you mean that wants to write, I mean maybe blog for a website or for a magazine?
Yes.
Oh, well, the only advice I could give is, I mean, keep working hard. I mean, when you're writing, you got to, because even me as an owner, you know, there mistakes have been made in the magazine. I won't lie about that. I'll keep it real, you know. So just make sure whatever you do write, that, you know, make sure you have all the proper, you know, question marks, quotation marks. Make sure you proofread everything that you write. Because, you know, one little thing you could slip up and you may think that it looks perfect, but then you could just miss one letter. And I've been in positions where I've seen that happen, where people have misspelled the word because, you know, you didn't proofread whatever it is you wrote. So that would be one of the biggest things advice I can offer to a writer is whatever you write, just make sure you proofread it. However, companies do have proofreaders that they hire anyway. But to perfect your writing, I would do a lot of proofreading after, you know, I put it together.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We got another caller from the 240-460. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. This is Talia. I want to say I love you. Oh, my God, I love you so much. But I do have a question. What advice would you give someone who's trying to get into the same business that you are? Because I just started blogging, and I want to take it, you know, to the next level. And I see that you're doing a lot of stuff, and I want to, you know, get advice on if I want to do the same thing. Like, what would you offer? How would you direct me?
So you're saying you would like to maybe try to go into maybe starting your own publication? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I want to start something small, yes.
My advice to you, and I'm telling you from experience, I didn't know anything about this magazine game, and I came into it as well. My advice to you, stay online. See if the people want it first. You know, do an online magazine. You know, put it out digitally. You know, make sure the people want it. You know, make sure they're paying for the digital copy before you start going into print. Because once you make that move to print, now we're talking.
Okay.
We're talking
about some serious paper, man.
Yeah, see, that was the mistake that I made. I didn't take baby steps. Me and my partner at the time, Rick Allen, what happened was we didn't really know what we were doing. We just decided, okay, we're just going to go ahead and print a magazine, not really knowing the game like I know now. So I would tell anybody that's getting ready to break into the magazine world, you know, take baby steps. Do it online. See if the people are willing to pay for your product first before you even go to print. Or else you're just going to just make that mistake of trying to jump out there like we did. Also, you know, take baby steps in the material that you do when you print out. You don't have to print such a high-quality magazine like we did when we first came out. We printed so high quality that it was so expensive. But you could take baby steps and see if the people like what you're doing. If they like the content and want to read what you're putting out there, then I would just gradually just let it grow as I go along. Because you have to leave room for the magazine to grow. You don't have to come out like you've been out for 30 years already. That was the mistake we made.
Awesome. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for that advice.
Anytime. It's always a pleasure.
That's what it is. And real talk, I'm taking it definitely from the advice of the young lady we had. She's an entrepreneur called Mama's Kitchen. From Mama's Kitchen, she does cookies and all kinds of sweets and stuff. What she said, what she did was, she created like this, almost like a club where it's called the Cookie Club. So basically, people invest like $15 to get a box of like different cookies and assorted different things and sweets or whatever. And that basically was the money that helped to pay for her getting her actual establishment. So you can actually get your seed money through just, you know, starting with little ads to get that money first so you can take the next step, you know, to whether it's publication or the next step you want to do in your business, you know, for those guys checking in and stuff into the show. But, I mean, you're definitely giving them a lot of advice because I was thrown into the printing industry, and it's very expensive, whether it comes to flyers, business cards, anything. And then, you know, the thickness of the paper, all that comes into play. And, you know, images have to be 300 DPI. If it has to have a bleed. You know, it's all kinds of certain things, you know, technical stuff that go behind printing. So it's a lot, you know. And I commend you. I commend you because it can be definitely frustrating. You know what I'm saying?
It is. Very frustrating when it's time to do another issue, getting everything done on time. It's frustrating doing the layout of the magazine because it takes a lot of work and it's very time-consuming. And just, you know, making the deadline, making the drop on time, dropping the magazine at a timely fashion, promoting it, you know, then hitting the streets, going to different events, promoting the magazine. Like, I do all that work. You know, I'm the one that goes to the clubs and shakes the hands of the celebrities and get everybody interested, go to the concerts. You know, I don't have a team of people yet that goes out and get this media work. So I have to be put in a position to do that as the CEO.
Exactly.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot. And you know what? Like I said, same thing like I said with me. Like, at the end of the day, if anything, or, you know, people come like revolving doors when it comes to business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So basically, like, if you don't have no real loyal people, it all comes down to you at the end of the day. People might think you got a big machine behind you, but it'd be really you going out there doing your thing. And
exactly.
Make it work, you know?
That, like tonight, it's going to be me going out there with Fat Dre. Sunday, it's going to be me out there with Slow and DJ Envy. Just like last week, it was me out there in Jersey all by myself with Drew Ski, the whole Hot 97 family. Shout out to Hot 97. Show me mad love this summer at Summer Jam. Shout out to Power 105. Shout out to Angela Yee. Put her on the front cover. Shout out to Gossip Viv, Uncle Murda, everybody that participated with this whole thing that we've been doing for the few couple of years we've been out. I really appreciate everybody's love and support and patience with us. It's a lot of work, but I believe in it. I really believe that this is going to be something new for the generations to come. I might be old and gray, but I believe it'll be a legacy left back here with this magazine because the industry needs something different. You know, we need something different. We need something new. You know, we had the same old big hip-hop magazines for the past 30 years. I'm not saying that I don't want anybody to stop, you know, showing them love. No, you know, because they the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, looking and collecting their magazines and watching what they did through the years encouraged me to keep going. But, you know, it's always good to, you know, have something new. You know, let's try something different. You know, the world needed World Star. You know, we needed another website that to hip-hop in a whole totally different fashion. And we need that with this magazine. So I encourage all the supporters, you know, this is for y'all, man. Come on, get in this magazine, support it, tweet it, Instagram it, tell your friends about it. because this platform was built for the underdogs.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And we definitely need a voice for the people because everything has just been, you know, kind of just the same lately. So, you know, actually Exit 21 Magazine has been like a breath of fresh air for up-and-coming artists and just the industry in general as we move into a new transition and stuff. And I really commend you for everything that you're doing. And, you know, I admire you. It's a lot of hard work, and I understand your pain and where you're coming from, yo. So that's why, like, I can't show nothing but love to you. And definitely we're going to try to link up with you at least hopefully by next month after I come back from L.A. from getting nominated for this award and try to do some work and getting in this magazine and, you know, put up that bread because we got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Hey, look,
you know,
like I said,
gotta support businesses.
The door's always open, man. Y'all more than welcome. That's what we're here for. We here, man, because we come from the heart, and we want everybody to be happy, man. We want everybody to feel like there is hope, you know, that some people can read about your article. There are some people out there that are inquiring about new music out there, but they just don't know how to find it other than just YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So that's
exactly
why we're here. No, you could hit us up on Twitter, Exit21 Magazine, Facebook, you know, like our Facebook page, Exit21 Magazine. We on Instagram, Exit21 Mag, Exit21 MAG, Instagram. You can hit us up on the website, www.exit21mag.com. Again, www.exit21mag.com. Hit us up on the website. We got the digital downloads for your iPads, your Android, your iPhone, and you can see a digital copy of the magazine right on your phone for only $1.99.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Everybody, I implore everybody to go ahead and get Exit 21 Magazine, download it to your iPad, iPhone, worldwide, international. Get a hard copy. Support your brother out here. He's doing his thing, man. You know what I mean? The Jews support each other. The dollar circulates all over their community, so we need to start doing it with us. Real talk, you know. And since it is MJ's birthday, what was your favorite MJ moment?
What, Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, what year was that Jay brought him to Nassau Coliseum? I actually worked for a limo company, R&K Limo. Shout out to Romero. This was years back. He's Jay-Z's personal driver still to this day, but I worked for that company, and that particular night, I had brought Jay down to the Coliseum. I think it was maybe, what, 99, and I brought Jay down in the van, and, you know, nobody knew what he had planned that night, but I would say my best memorable moment was seeing Mike come through Nassau Coliseum, New York, Long Island. I couldn't believe it was him. They actually pulled it off and brought Mike out here to New York for Summer Jam. And actually, that was the one Summer Jam show that branded Summer Jam for years to come. That's the reason why Summer Jam is every year now. I got to give it to Jay-Z. Shout out to Jay-Z, the whole Rock Nation over there, Rockefeller. He was the one that branded Summer Jam. He made Summer Jam an every summer annual concert by bringing out Michael Jackson.
He
was the one that set the mark for Summer Jam for Hot 97. So shout out to Jay-Z. And when Mike came through, he had more security than the president. I was like, that was crazy.
You know, Mike was like God to a lot of people, man. But, you know, I just want to say that it's a pleasure and it's an honor to have you on the show. And, you know what I'm saying, I just see nothing but, you know, big things coming for you. And, you know, just claim it. It's all going to come down. You're working hard. And, I mean, it makes no sense, you know what I'm saying, for nobody to say, hey, Exit Magazine is the one. You're up next. I see your magazine in a couple, not even a couple years. I give it to, like, next year. That joint going to be on the map. Crazy.
Well, you know what? At this point, I just got to put it in God's hands, man, because whatever God wants to happen, that's what's going to happen. I'm just here. I'm just the body just putting everything in motion, man. But God is the one that's really going to decide where this magazine should be. And so far, he's working. He's giving us his blessings. And You know, he's sending us miracles, and it's starting to really catch on, you know, for certain people in the industry to recognize it and to be calling us out for parties and stuff like that. It's definitely a blessing, you know, because it's not even easy getting at some of these people. It's hard
exactly.
even just get people to pay attention to you. So that's a blessing right there itself, just to even have people paying attention, man. So sometimes it's not just about the money all the time with me. You know, sometimes it's a one-hand wash the other situation as well, you know. A lot of these
exactly.
people, you know, they these big people don't pay money, but they do other things and put me in other places and position where I can get to bigger and better projects and better bigger and better deals. So I appreciate everybody that participate from the radio stations. You know, all the artists. Shout out to Rick Ross. Shout out to Waka Flocka. Shout out to the Marwise, Karen. Everybody that came out. Shout out to Uncle Murder. Everybody, Chinks. Everybody that participated. Shout out to DJ K Slade. We put him on the front cover. He didn't have to do that. You know,
shout
he could have said
big
no.
Bro, man.
Yeah, so shout out to K Slade for that. And you know, and again, shout out to my team, man. Everybody that been working, Siobhan, everybody that been working to help this magazine all the way to where it is now. I really appreciate their help. I appreciate everything that everybody's done. And we're going to continue to, you know, try to keep this thing going, man. We're going to continue to do this because we do this for the people.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, yo, you sound just like us. Lush Radio Online, the people's voice. You know what I'm saying? We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. Because the people need to be heard, you know what I'm saying? Even the ones that can't speak, you know what I'm saying? So I commend Exit 21 Magazine. And can we get a quick shout-out real quick? Because I know you got to get busy and get back to work and everything like that.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's Exit 21 Magazine. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. I want to thank y'all for having us calling in. Make sure y'all tune in to these people. They definitely got a hot show, and I appreciate them having us on. And, again, Twitter, Exit 21 Magazine, Facebook, Exit 21 Magazine, website, Exit21Mag.com, Instagram, Exit21Mag. Holla at us. Link us. We here. We here for the people.
Y'all ain't know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lush Dutch, live in the building at Exit 21 Magazine. We love them to death, man. And I wish you nothing but the best and prosperity. I'm going to hit you up on the flip side, man. I know you get back to that work. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to play some of that Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Rock with you. Big salute to him. Happy birthday. And we're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online. Y'all ain't know what it is.
Get into you. Don't try to find it. Yeah. push button, no car keys, man. Pop the top like a sardine can. Rich stay flooded like New Orleans, man. LeBron can't stop Hobby balling, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you heard the rumor. Got big wood and some big kahuna. I'm a pretty slick nigga like Rick the Ruler. Keep one eye open and my head on that ruler. I rock the Claudio, my shades to sell. I break hearts, a heartbreak hotel. I treat your chick like a pair of wands. Where it's not one good time in a storm.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush back in the building now with some hot little Michael Jackson twisting in, little mix. Along with that, we just had Exit 21 magazine, one of the hottest magazines coming out of New York doing their thing. And we're going to have Missy Elliott's hot artist, Shereya J, a.k.a. Banji Ray. She's going to be live in the building, man. She's all about that color. She got the blue hair. She's awesome. She got a whole mix. It's a new sound for you. And she's going to be live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Girl power in the building. Jersey in the building. You already know what it is. Let's check on the line and see if we got our girl live in the building with us. What up, what up?
Hold on. Yo, 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 what's up?
What up, girl? What up? What up with you?
What it do? How you?
Man, I'm excited to have you live on the show, girl.
Ah, thank you so much.
Yo, we got to give you some applause, baby girl.
Yeah, sure. I thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Definitely, definitely. We have Shereya J live in the building. A.K.A. Banji Ray, A.K.A.
Hey.
Superfly, A.K.A. The Rap-O-Matic, A.K.A.
Hey.
Lyrical Assassin, A.K.A. Jersey in the building. What up?
Hey, what up? I love that.
So, before we get into the interview, girl, you want to do any shout-outs or anything like that, babe?
Yeah, man, I just want to shout out y'all, Lush Radio all day. I'm going to shout out Jersey, the Banji Movement, my Banji babes, Missy Elliott in the building. And just shout out to everybody, man, all the supporters of the Banji Movement. I see y'all.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yo, I just want to say that, yo, I am a super fan. I had, like, actually seen you, like, a while ago. I think it was Sean Bless or something. I think it was Sean Bless. He was doing something with Missy.
Yeah, from Soul
Diggers. Yeah, he was doing something with Missy. And this was like a couple. This was like a while ago. And he had said, "Yo, Missy got a new." I said, "So what's Missy doing and everything?" Because I know she had been going. She was sick and stuff or whatever. And she said, "Yo, Missy got a new artist or whatever."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Word." And he had shown me like a little video and showed me some stuff. And I was like, "Yo!" And then I was like, "Yo, let me go check on and see what she's doing now." And then I seen the whole move and I was like, yo, I gotta get on the show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely. And yo, I love the, yo, you got a mix of like everything. You got a little mix of the Missy in there. You got a little mix of the Aaliyah with the little crop top with the baggy pants. You take me back with that. You got the whole Gumby thing. The whole Gumby thing with, like, you know, the whole Grace Jones rocking the joint. You got that. You got the whole Fatima with the dance moves and everything. I'm like, yo, she's like, and then you beautiful on top of that. Like, you got the whole combination.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's so cool.
I was like, wow. I was like, and I seen you. You were also modeling. You did. You've been doing a lot of high fashion stuff too. And stuff,
yeah,
I think,
a lot of
recently.
Fashion stuff. I've been, I've always been into fashion, so it's cool to be able to, you know, merge the two. But yeah, man, I'm getting a lot of love from all those things, you know, fashion, music, and dance, man. They really showing love, and I appreciate it too. So I'm excited.
Definitely, definitely, and like I know your roots come from the whole hip hop, because your father was actually part of a hip hop group. back in the day. You know?
Sure was.
Yeah.
Double X Poppy.
Exactly.
Not
going
to be able to show it. Yeah.
Hey, that was my joy.
Yeah.
That was my joy back in the day. Definitely, man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, growing up with your pops, you kind of had, like, you know, a little glimpse of the lime life and everything like that. You know, what exactly made you say, yo, let me go directly into that, you know? Let me get into the whole rap biz.
It's funny because my pops, you know, he did music, and I think a lot of times I picked up, I subconsciously picked up, you know, a lot of things from his musically. And my mom, too, was like a music head, so our whole house just used to be old school joints playing. If not that, then a cypher. We was up at the studio. My pops had a show, and so I was around it all the time. But he, surprisingly enough, was more focused on me, making sure I got good grades in school, and I wasn't out on those streets being fresh and no boys. Like, he was sick like that on me. But, yeah, but he definitely, from back then, I always had, like, a spark interest in it. But I kind of waved into the dance scene first because it was just something that kind of, you know, picked up for me. And once I had gotten to that scene, that's how I kind of ran into Miss, because she's such a dance fanatic too. You know what I mean? So
yes.
Once I had linked up with her, when I first seen her, she was like, when I first met her, she was like, "Yo, you artist?" I'm like, "No, I'm not signed to anything, but yeah, I do. You know, I got a little something here and there. I do want, you know, whatever." She's like, "Yo, you got star quality. I'm trying to put you down. Let me groom you, show you how to do this thing." And I'm like, "Huh, who could turn down Missy, Mr. Mina Elliott?" You know, I mean, that still was surreal for me now. So back then, you know, I'm like, "What?" And so, yeah, so, you know, by the grace of God, he was putting my life in and really kind of, he really was the one who kind of, you know, my pops kind of got me ready as far as exposing me to it, but she really kind of put the real stamp on it, you know what I mean? Just made sure that I had some true artist development, because he was all about that.
And you know, I heard from a birdie that you love Janet. I know you was definitely doing a lot of background dancing and stuff like that. And yo, I could see it. I was like, I could see her definitely, you know, being into Janet, because Janet had the crop tops and all that and everything too back in the day.
Yeah,
I was like,
Janet,
yo,
like that's one lady I might faint or just do. I'm a real Janet fan, y'all. I'm a real Janet fan. It's crazy. I know all her routines, everyone down. You know what I mean? She really like a superstar to me in my eyes. And so I just respect that her whole legacy. That's true. You did hear that correct from a birdie, because I can't even fun about that.
Real talk. And you know the crazy thing about it, back in the day, everybody wanted to be a background dancer for Janet. And I ain't gonna lie, I used to memorize all her dances and stuff. But I, you know, after the military and stuff, you know what I mean? But yo, that was my dream.
Yo, I'm telling you, that's still a dream job. She's one. She get it. I love
definitely,
it.
Definitely. Real talk. And you were able to definitely work with a lot of people in the industry. You know what I mean? Definitely with Diddy, Rihanna, Alicia Keys, Fatima, a lot of people, man. I mean, so and I love Fatima's choreography, man. Like, I always loved her. So I'm
Fatima's
work
dope.
I was dead. Like, how did that come
Fatima's
about?
Fatima's dope. He's dope. Yeah, I loved Aaliyah. And so when I just, you know, and I love dance so much. So when Fatima used to come out with those routines and we was kids at the crib watching, it was everything for us.
Sure. Definitely. Yo, that's crazy. And another thing that I love is your whole Banji movement. For those that don't know what Banji stands for, could you let the people know?
Yeah. Banji is an acronym for Be Authentic, Never Jeopardize Your Individuality.
Definitely.
And so
definitely.
It kind of came about because you know, I had a little meeting with some record executives, and, you know, the stereotypical thing happened. They like, yeah, you got talent. We love your record. You saw quality. But we just need you to change the whole way you look.
They like,
so
yo,
they
you need
busted
to put a weave in.
Yeah.
You need to be a little cleavage. You got to do this.
It was straight out of a movie, yo. Like, it was so crazy. But I just was in a good place at that time, and because Missy was behind me, and she never – she's never, you know, thought in a box, and she always was about, you know, stepping outside your box and just being who you are, not caring, you know, having, you know, no fear. And so with that kind of lady behind me as a mentor, and, you know, when I had second gesture, like, nah, I'm not feeling that, you know, she was behind me and she supported me, and that was kind of what, in you know, encouraged the Vanzi movement to come about, because I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. If I'm going to introduce myself to the world, they're going to know who I am. You know what I mean? Not no made-up character.
Definitely. And big shout-out if you guys are listening right now, calling at 347-826-7722 and ask your girl, Sharia J. She's live in the building. Vanzi Ray in the building doing a thing.
In the building.
Missy Elliott's hot. New artist that's killing the game right now, from music to fashion to everything, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and open up the lines and everything. And also, don't play radio. They're in the chat box. They said a big shout out to you doing your thing and everything. They in the chat box. Definitely shout out to you. We got a caller live on the line. 240-353. You're live in the building with your girl Sharia. What a do, baby.
Hi, Sharia J.
Hey, boo.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How does it feel to work with Missy Elliott?
It's actually, keeping it funky, no day is easy, because that lady, she pushed you. She's a pusher, and she want to make sure that you, whatever you're doing, is 100 grand. You know what I mean? She's going to make sure you rehearsing at all times of the day. She's going to make sure that any moment you bust a freestyle, she want as close to the best as you could get it. So it's hard, but I love that she pushes me and really brings the best out of me. So I always love her and respect her for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's what's up. We got another caller on the line. Caller from the 240-460. You're live in the building with Sharia. What it do?
Hi, Sharia.
Hey, boo. What up?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I just want to give a shout-out to Jersey. I'm a fellow Jerseyan right here.
Hey, and all day. Shout-out.
Shout-out. And I have a question. I wanted to know what inspires you when you write your music. Like, what gets you, you know, inspired and, you know, gets you going?
I think one thing about it is I like to go in the studio solo. I do like to just get in and vibe. You know what I mean? I might bring one of my homeboys in or something just so we can catch a vibe. But a lot of my stuff, it really come from real life. Jokes that we tell in real life, because we clowns. You know, we clowns around the house, so we always clowning. And so, you know, it comes from just little witty things. All we do around the crib all the time is freestyle, really. Go back and forth saying witty lines with each other, and I kind of just get inspired by the people around me, the day-to-day life stuff. You know what I mean? I try to write stuff that I really actually experience, you know what I mean, instead of just trying to write a song, because I want y'all to feel something for real and authentic about whatever I put out. So I kind of wait for it, too. I'm not like, I wait for inspiration to write. I don't kind of just go in the studio and just write just because I can. I like for it to come from a real place.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say we love you, you know, I love your music, and I just wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's what it is. Everybody, love you, baby.
Man, that feels good, though, man, because I love everybody, too. That's the only thing I try to put out, you know what I'm saying? Positive stuff, positive vibes.
We got another caller from a block called What It Do, baby.
Hey.
What's good? What's really good? Yo, it's the dilly, yo. I'm loving this stuff on this radio stuff. When my cousin told me to call this stuff, I was like, yo, what you doing? He was like, I'm listening to that Lush radio, yo. I was like, yo, what's going on? What's that shit? That's it. And then you got the home girl. She's chilling with the Missy Elliott. You got to be working mad hard. Girl, shout out to you, girl.
Thank you, yo. I am. Thank you.
That's what's up,
man.
I'm liking this. You got to do this every day?
Yeah. Hey, yo, we We on Fridays and also on Mondays and stuff. You can check out the store. You can log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Tell us your name and where you calling from, fam.
Yo, I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
they call me
Brooklyn.
J-Love. You know what I'm saying? They call me J-Love. They say, yo, J-Love is wild crazy. That's what they be saying in Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin told me, I was talking to my cousin on the Facebook, and I was like, yo, call me. And he was like, nah, I can't do that. I said, why? He said, Lush Radio's on. I said, what's up? He was like, yo, call that number. He was like, represent. So I have to take my shout-outs. I have to give my shout-outs to the Bed-Stuy.
Hey, shout out to
Ben Stein
right quick.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. We truly appreciate him, man. That's what's up, man. He was hype. That's what I do.
Yeah, right he was. I ain't mad at that, though, man. Hey, get it in. Hey.
Get it in. Also, another thing I wanted to ask you, you know, was now, being in the industry and just being a female in the industry in general, because it is male-dominated. And, you know, as females rappers, it's like it seems like as the years has gone, it's like it's always been one female. It's not like how the crews used to be, like with Missy, Kim,
yeah.
Lauren, everything came out. You know what I'm saying? So what do you feel is the hardest adversity being a female in hip-hop and the stereotypes and all that?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm going to just keep it funky. Well, one thing I do, you know, believe is that we as females, we should be recognized for our talent first. You know what I'm saying? And then anything else is secondary. You know what I mean? Like, and that's really why for me, as far as when I dress and, you know, and the things that I choose to put on, you know, I could choose to put on anything sexy. You know what I mean? Because I could do that, too. You know what I mean? Don't get it twisted. I could do her, too. But I do like to just, you know, I want that respect for what I do when I write on that pad or when I get in that studio. I want that respect first, you know what I mean? So I guess for females, that's just one thing that I do. I'm not saying that everybody else, you know, they got to do that because, you know, they can do it a different way. But also, I think that as far as females, we just need to encourage each other and support each other and rock with each other because, you know what I mean? Five heads, six heads is better than one. If we work together and in numbers, we can really get to the top. You know, we females, we
exactly.
Excited. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We out here, I know women out here producing, you know, writing. You know, me and my crew alone, we write film, we do screenplays, we do scores, we get it in. We make beats.
What?
And so females is really making noise, and we really got talent, and it's sad because we don't get the, you know, the acclaim or the exposure that we deserve for it. We just want an even playing field. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So as far as I'm concerned, I'm all about femcee empowerment, supporting each other, building each other up, you know what I'm saying, like, and getting on stuff together to just show the consumer and our fans out there that, yeah, we rock with each other, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm hoping that it could get like that again because that's what I used to love about hip hop.
But you know what I would want to see though, a new version of Ladies Night. Remember when Angie, Missy, all
hell
of that?
Yeah,
I would love to see a new version of that.
Yeah,
they should
I'm
do that, man.
To that. Yeah,
that would be hot. That would be hot.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
just
no,
to
no.
show
I'm
the unity.
Forward to that. Yeah,
you know,
I'm about that life. I'm optimistic that it can happen, actually.
Definitely, and you know, the other thing I want to ask, since you know they had, I don't know if you were able to check out the new Sisterhood hip-hop show they got on Oxygen. I think it's on Lifetime or Oxygen, right? Oxygen. What are your thoughts on that? They basically have, you know, because you know some of the AGs, you know, the aggressive females now are into the lifestyle. You know, rapping. So they got one AG in there. They have a Diamond from the South, so she represents the South. You got another young lady from the Miami area. Then you got Brianna that represents Cowboy. You know, another son. And then you got also Naima from Queens. She's more for the booty popping and stuff. And you got another rapper. So it's like they got different varieties of rappers on there, basically.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you feel like that's kind of like a breakthrough for the females in general, just for them to have a show? Or what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't caught it yet. on TV or anything, but I do know a few of those female rappers. And, you know, real talk, for me, any progress is progress. You know what I mean? And just to be able to see females up there, you know, just trying to even have a sisterhood, you know what I'm saying? I can support that. I support that for sure. Like, anything that promotes that, even if it's just the sisterhood idea of that, you know what I mean? We do need to put that message more out there. So shout out to T.I. did that joint, right? Or, like, he's a producer on it or something?
I think he might be, actually. But, I mean, they've had a slew of people on it. I know, shout out to my girl, Bat, from Queen of the Ring and Vague. They, they've got a little segment in there, too.
Shout out to Queen of the Ring, man, because I can't even find, that is one scene I do actually watch, because I do feel like it's a real authenticity still in that underground world, and shout out to them, props for them for putting females on to show that's
definitely
their, yeah.
Because they actually was able to get them, you know, getting the same, close to the same money as these dudes, because it was hard. You know,
hell yeah, but I love
it in the game. Yeah,
yep.
Definitely,
I love
definitely.
To keep going. I want them to keep going, keep representing for the ladies. I could
definitely.
Dig that.
So what's new? I know you got the Bandy song. We're gonna play that in a few. So tell me what's new with you. What's going on? Producers you working with? Videos? All that. let us know what's the deal. What's in the cooking pot?
I just got finished shooting a new video or whatever, so I'm looking forward to the release of that one. And I got some new joints coming out and a whole project. I'm going to just hit everybody in the head right back to back coming up. But
okay.
I do have a big release party that I'm doing, a pre-release party that I'm doing this Sunday out in Jersey for my Jersey head. Come through. Watch us shut it down. We doing a Bliss Lounge. It's in Clifton, New Jersey. Y'all look it up, because that's just a preview. We're going to get in there. We're going to do a full-out performance for y'all. We're going to really get it in. And I'm going to be in the building with DJ J Hood. He's one of the producers on my joint. Me and Hood, we work together a lot, because we're really trying to bring that Jersey club, you know, feeling that music back to like the mainstream, or bring it to the mainstream, period. I'm working with Weber the Machine, dope producer out of Memphis, and then my other boy, D-Boy, Aaron, from Lab Records, he's from Jersey. But I got a little squad, and my homeboy Kizza, we getting in there, we doing, is a Kizza, dope writer, he do everything too, make beats, everything. So we in there, we got
That's
a little team that Missy has really, like, handpicked and selected. We got next, yo, because we out here, we
That's
hungry.
What's up. Oh, since you in Jersey, right, I'm so hooked on this dance, but it'll make you sweat, though, real talk, because, you know, I'm big. I feel like I'm a big girl, but you know what I'm saying? Jersey slide, you know that Jersey slide joint? Jersey shuffle, the Jersey shuffle. You can kill that. I got to get a video with you doing that real quick.
Hey, yo, I love all the joints. I love all the joints. I'll be up there looking, too. I'll be looking at what people got, you know, new. Because, you know, I'm a dancer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always looking at that. I'm always looking for the hot new waves that's coming out. So, yeah, I know all about the little Jersey moves. I'm there.
I was like, I seen the little video. I was like, yo, I tried to do it, yo. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, damn.
You too.
Too fast for me. Sorry, too fast for me. But the crazy thing about it, you know, because I don't think you see me on Instagram. A lot of people say I look like Missy Elliott. We actually look
for
like
real.
Yes, real talk. And I actually put the thing out there. I was like, yo, they need to pick me instead of that light skin broad. They trying to get to play in the movie.
Baby. I got to go look up on your grams. I got to check you out to see if the resemblance is for real.
Yo, real talk. I had put the picture. I'm going to have to repost it so you can check it or
whatever.
Yeah, I'm
going to check it out. I'm going to check it
out.
Yeah,
but I've been hearing that ever since. But, you know, I admire Missy. But, you know, it's crazy because people in the industry that I know her, they say that we kind of sound alike, but she's shorter than me. But they say that we actually, like, the smile and everything is, like, the same.
Oh,
you know, I love Missy to death. the creativity
yeah, I love
and
her
everything.
Too, yo. She's so dope and she's so good. Like she a real musical genius, man. I mean,
exactly.
some people just sit, when they sit here, you just know that they here to do music, and she is one of those people. She like
exactly.
a Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones. Like she's that. She's dope. And you know,
I mean,
a lot of people don't really understand the you know her greatness, but I
see,
do.
I compare,
and I need to be there all the time.
Exactly, and I compare her to a Michael Jackson because when it came, because Michael Jackson was the first to take it crazy when it came to video, you know, visuals,
yeah.
and she was
yep.
the female that took the visuals to a whole nother level. Nobody was doing 3D and all that craziness.
You already
she was
know.
Doing that. And yo, this video you did that it's called I think it's called Smash Up the Place, right? And you had this like crystallized face or something. Who did that? Yo.
Yeah, that's funny because we actually, you know, me and Miss, whenever I go to do any of my videos, we sit down and map it out. Like, all right, so what could we do? What could we do? What's the flyest? What's the next we could do? So we sit there and collab on all of them. And so when we thought about that, I was like, yo, it'd be cool if we do like a CD wall, like an ode to all CDs, and we just put all the CDs up, whatever. And she was like, yo, I'd love to see your face all studded out. And you know me, I'm like, I take risks. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, let's see what it looked like. Call my makeup dude in. And we just tried it, and it took us like 4 hours. I sat there. He did piece by piece, glued each one of the pieces on my face, my real face.
Yo.
This thing took 4 hours.
Yo, he killed that. I said, yo, that is hot,
man.
Yo. I was trying to find a picture. Yo, I love that.
Yo, I love that, too. I love that. He did kill
that.
I got a picture, though. I got a picture somewhere in the archives.
I gotta
I'm
gonna
find it.
I'm gonna find it,
and then I'm gonna send it to you on your gram. I'm gonna find
definitely because I love that picture, yo. I was like, yo, and then like just all the you're just very artistic, very colorful. You can dance your ass off, and yo,
thank
I love
you.
The blue because blue is my favorite color. Just to let you know,
yo, it's mine too. I love turquoise. So that's why I was kind of
yes.
hopeful. But, you know, my daughter keep coming out a different color every time I get it.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. At first I was about to say you was a Pisces, man.
Nah, what's you? You a Pisces?
Yeah, I'm a Pisces.
Nah,
yeah.
I love Pisces, though, yo. I really do.
Yeah.
Pisces, my brother Pisces. I got some homegirls Pisces. I rock with y'all.
Definitely. We're going to go into this song right here called Banji.
Hi.
And we're going to come right back with the one, the only, Sharaya J, a.k.a.
Hey.
Banji Ray, a.k.a. Blue, a.k.a. We doing it big. Jersey in the building. We about to
already?
Go ahead and play this song. Come right back. Y'all, you know what it is.
Hey, man, I'm so Banji.
I need
so
everybody
Banji.
Out here to give me this Banji movement.
I am
so
man,
crazy.
So Banji. Man, I'm so
Sheree.
I'm Banji. I'm fancy. I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. That shit better listen, so you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls, and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and twisting, we different, no whipping, there will be no air kissing. Call me a diva. If you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Oval needs somebody like a 2 liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Yes, up and down. Check me out, look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I write and spell, you write in Greyhound. Where did this chick come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Banji,
we so Banji.
Banji.
Got another one.
Banji.
Hey, man, I'm so Banji. Man, I'm so Banji. B-A-N-J-I.
Get into the flow, boo, get into this. Look at the faces, just openness. Up in the booth is how I fit. Tell them haters, pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the beat. We in the club and we bump into this. Banji bass, twisting our wrist. The boys be on them when we twisting our hips. Look at that buzz. Bugaboo, look at that mug. Vodka tonic, toss it up. We not told, we can back that up. Yeah, you got an attitude. Cause I took your food. He went away and
Elected anointed queen of hip hop, Bahamadia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
Y'all just heard that. Yeah, I'm so Benji. We back in the building, Lush Radio Online, baby, with your girl Sharia. I love that song, girl.
Let me grab her real quick. I'm sorry. She just ran back into her rehearsal. One second.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Hello?
Hey, Sheree.
Yeah.
Yo, I definitely love that song. It definitely got that hot. Make you want a dance song. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. And I know you're in the middle of rehearsal, and we ain't going to hold you up too long and stuff, but we just want to thank you so much because you could be anywhere, and you called it into the show. And another thing, the last question is, if you had any advice the youth out there that's trying to get into the game, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say work hard. Work hard and never give up. That's just the two things I could say. Like, really make sure that if you try and do this, that it's something you really want to do, because it's going to be days when you want to quit. It's going to be days when you want to give up, but you got to allow your passion to keep pushing you through. Keep pushing you through. Make sure it's real and it's authentic. Bust your butt until you make it. Because, hey, that's the ticket.
Definitely. And for people that want to check you out on the Instagram, social media, how do they get in contact with you, babe?
Yeah, look me up on Twitter. I'm @Sharia_J. That's @Sharia_J on the gram. I'm @BandyRaya on the gram. It's @BandyRaya. Y'all can check me out, SharayaJ.com. Bandy promo page. My Bandy Babe got a page. We out here.
Definitely. And can we get a quick shout out to Lush Radio Online?
Y'all come out on Sunday because we're going to give Josie a show, yo. So y'all make sure y'all come out so love. Yeah.
Definitely. Come out and support the sis, man. We love you. Hey, can we get a quick shout out before you leave, babe?
Oh, you already know. What's up, y'all? It's Sharia J, and I am rocking with Lush Radio Online. Hey, y'all did y'all thing. Thank you for having me, yo. Much love.
That's what it is, man. We love you. Nothing but success,
love
girl. And I'm going to definitely hit you up on the gram. You going to do it for the gram?
Right quick.
All right, boo.
Thank you, boo.
Love you.
Y'all be good.
You know what it is. You too. Sharia J live in the building. Wonderful spirit, wonderful person, man. Shout out to her, the whole camp. Miss Yelly, you already know what it is, man. We're going to play that Banshee one more time. And
I'm
just
hey, man, I'm so Benji. Man, I'm I need so everybody Benji. Out here to give me this Benji movement.
I am
so
man,
crazy.
I'm so Benji. Man, I'm so
Sheree.
I'm Benji. I'm fancy. I'm so fine, I can't stand me. You just a nominee, baby, I'm a Grammy. I'm so hot, y'all better come fan me. Y'all chicks better look before you think about dissing. I got a crew of girls and we always on a mission. When we come through the club, pumping and twisting, we different, no pissing, there will be no air kissing. Call me a diva. If you got a girl, but I can make him leave her. Over me, somebody like a 2-liter. Me and my crew will fight and we'll read ya. Yes, up and down. Check me out, look up and down. Baby, I run the war, I run this town. I write and spell, you write in Greyhound. Where did this chick come from? Where did this bitch come from? Acting like she number one. Ow, I'm done.
Banshee.
Got another one. Banshee. Hey, man, I'm so Banshee.
Get him up.
Man, I'm so Banshee. B-A-N-J-I.
Where my fancy babes at?
Get into the flow booth, get into this. Look at the faces, just open this. Up in the booth is how I fit. Tell them haters pull up and sit. Ain't that the truth? Yep, I'm the beat. We in the club and we bump into this. Benji bass, twisting our wrist. The boys be on them when we twisting our hips. Look at that buzz. Bugaboo, look at that mug. Vodka tonic, toss it up. We not told, we can back that up. Yeah, you got an attitude. Cause I just took your food. He went away.
And I don't even
wanna
see your face.
Face, I'm really fake, and you just taking the bait. And when I'm up in the place, it's your taste. Yeah, they wanna taste the cake, the milkshake. Better move out of my way, ain't got no time for the snakes. I don't have any time for you. Why would I ever address you?
That donkey too perfect, the way that she working. She moving and twerking, we swagging, we surfing.
Oh, man, I'm so fancy.
Got another one, baby. It's Jersey's very own.
Oh, man, I'm so fancy. Man, I'm so fancy.
Shout out to Shredda. Let's move. So fancy. So fancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah.
Flex was good.
Hey,
Jerry. Back to the left, back to the right, back to the left, two times. Back to the right, back to the left, back to the right, two times.
Two times.
Now hot,
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 now hot,
hot, hot. Do the Charlie Brown dance.
Make your legs flop.
I say do the Charlie Brown dance.
Make your legs flop. Bunny hop, bunny hop, bunny hop, oh, bunny hop.
Do the shuffle now.
Go.
Do the shuffle now. Go.
Say do the shuffle now.
Go.
Wait, now glide the ball.
Turn it up, bet the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again. Tell him nothing like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man. All the bottles pop out.
I know it's somebody perfect right now.
came from.
I hit the club, and by the bar. In VIP, just see my partners and a lot of broad. In such a GIB, just pop them bottles, party hard. I'm done with the day, I'm looking for tomorrow. All I do is turn up, ain't no do it, don't concern us. All this bubble push, I burn up, just some regular, it burn up. Turning cones, fish, telling out the parking lot, yelling. Hey, can't quit, need a nine chicks trailing. Right behind us, in this way, since we were minors. If it wasn't for the chicks, I've been this, you wouldn't find us. Even way out in China, same thing, when I came through the door, like, here you go, yeah, the bitch, you can drink.
Ladies and a drink, ladies and a drink, ladies and a drink, but you know what I came for. Ladies and a drink, ladies and a drink, ladies and a drink, baby, you know what I came for. Baby, get your ass up. Only came for the ladies and a drink. Baby, get your ass up. That's what I came for.
Hey, girl, you heard what I said, get your ass up.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building, baby. And you know it's the people's voice. Big shout out to the people behind the scenes that definitely hold me down and help me do this work. Shout out to my girl, Sandra. Also, shout out to our girl, CEO underscore Italia. Also, shout out to ME2K. Shout out to my man, Quali. Shout out to Doggy Diamonds. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Check out our services that we provide. And also, don't forget to check out the show every Friday. Along with that, check us out on Monday for Motivational Mondays. And check out our prize shows. You can check us out on Speaker, on Preaker. That's SPREAKER.com. Check us out on there, and you can check out our shows. Also, check out all of our archive shows on TuneIn app, and also check us out on www.lushradioonline.com. And don't forget to find and like us up on our fan page on Facebook. Everything is Lush Radio Online in unison. You can Google us because we're Googleable, baby. And big shout out to my girl, Sharia J. She did her thing, a.k.a. Banji Ray, doing her thing. Missy Elliott's hot artist. Definitely support her. She got a release party coming up soon, so support what she got going on. And also big shout out to your man, Damian Withers, from Exit 21 Magazine, who did a great job with us. And just shout out everybody, our supporters, and everybody out there. Big our prayers go out to, Joan Rivers. She's in an induced coma due to throat surgery. So, you know, and pray for her. And also, a moment of silence, but she ain't dead yet. But shout out to her with her crippled head. But yeah, anyway. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Did I say that? Oh, my God. I hope Blue Ivy don't shut me down either. Shout out to Blue Ivy, though. Hey, yo, y'all can't mess with Blue Ivy, man. Do you understand that her father and her mother run the United States of America? The president don't even run the United States of America. Jay-Z and Beyonce run the United States of America. If they say something about Blue Ivy, you're shut down. You're blackballed. So now, 106 and Park is gone for a whole entire week. That's crazy. That's power right there. Forget 50 Cent power. This is power right here. You can't handle the power. So shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Karrueche. I hope her career comes back after this because it seems like she's destroyed. But anyway, also, I'm just really happy for Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt because they've always been a wonderful couple. They've had their off and on, and they've had their situations. But, yo, they stuck in there, and they got a rainbow coalition. They got so many different color creatures of kids. One is Muslim, one is Christian, one is white, one is black, one is Chinese. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I love them. I love them. And, you know, Angelina continually looks sexy. We love you, Angelina, and we love your lips, too. We love you, Angelina. And happy birthday to Michael Jackson. We love you. And, yeah, Lush Radio Online, we out of here. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. Turn up. All the people here that's looking at me in my face, these imaginary teddy bears. Like, Lush Radio Online, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we out of here, man. And we love you. So I'm out. I'm going to go ahead and play some August Alsina. I love this ish. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online. We out of here. Peace.
It's 2 o'clock and I'm faded. This cut's feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told me she's in the curtains. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that survivor. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch, nigga, wanna get it. But again, snitch, my again, my real name, we're excited. Again, I'm just trying to chill. Cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this.